The North Slope Science Initiative is holding a landmark workshop in Barrow this week. The event kicked off Tuesday and is meant to bring dozens of Arctic researchers, local stakeholders, and government managers together to share their resources. KBRW's Jake Neer reports.
The first day of the workshop featured over 130 people who are playing key roles in the Arctic and its future, all stuffed into a room at the Inupiat Heritage Center in Barrow to share their knowledge and concerns about the region. But organizers also thought it was important to get everyone some fresh air by scheduling a number of excursions around Barrow to use the actual environment as a visual aid for discussions.
Well, when you're out in the ice, when the shore fast ice starts to meet with the pressure ridge and it's starting to form, first it'll sound just like a little car because it's just starting to go. Then you'll start hearing these rumbles. Then you'll start hearing the clashings. You know, if you start hearing the clashings, you're a little too close to the pressure ridge that's just in its formation.
That's Lewis Brower talking about his decades worth of experience as a subsistence hunter breaking trail on the sea ice of the Arctic Ocean. He and Matthew Druckenmiller served as guides during the sea ice excursion.
I think the plan might be, since we have about 50 minutes until dinner, is to get back in the bus and drive up the coast. And you can really see a lot of ridges that formed on the beach from an ice shove that happened in mid-February, which is what Lewis referred to earlier.
Druckenmiller is a PhD student at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He says he's been researching Arctic sea ice for 5 years. He says it's an interdisciplinary project trying to combine Western geophysics with the traditional knowledge of the people from the Barrow area. North Slope Science Initiative Executive Director John Payne says the goal of the workshop is to explore that very relationship. He says the 142 registered participants in this year's event are split almost evenly between scientists, local residents, and government managers.
So what we're trying to do is get them to communicate a lot better. North Slope Science Initiative by itself has no regulatory authority to do anything, but we can make recommendations to those managers, make recommendations and facilitate communication between the various groups.
He says despite the logistical issues of holding an event like this in the Arctic, he felt anywhere else would be inappropriate.
This is the place where the Arctic and the things that are happening in the Arctic today and the eyes on the Arctic are. And to have this in Anchorage is less of a enthusiastic crowd, and it's more scientific. Here we get the people.
According to Payne, some of the most productive discussions Tuesday were initiated by those very people.
And there was a lot of discussion of adaptation rather than simply going out and why is it changing and how is it changing, but rather how do we adapt to it? And I was really impressed to hear the people say that.
He says, to his knowledge, this is the first time anyone has attempted to bring these communities together in the Arctic for a workshop of this magnitude. He hopes this will be the first of many similar events that will continuously build on this week's discussions.
We're learning a lot in this one. The next one we have is going to be better. And we heard some things today of concerns of people that really weren't on the subject matter of what we're discussing this week. But they're important. So we're going to put them down and we're going to consider those for the next workshop.
The North Slope Science Initiative Arctic Workshop will continue through Thursday. In Barrow, I'm Jake Neer.